Welcome to the Literary Escape Podcast, the only podcast that serves both readers and authors of historical Christian romance. We read, discuss, review, and rate books in this unique romance subgenre, and sprinkle in a few contemporary Christian suspense books. Authors, we bring you inside tips and tricks from those who have gone before you. Then we bring both readers and authors together for fun-filled live Q&As. Literary Escape is the one-stop shop for both readers and authors to connect, learn, and grow together. Let's dive into this adventurous episode. Welcome back, everyone, to another Literary Escape Book Club discussion, and we are excited to kick off the Lake City Heroes series by Lynette Eason, and her first book is Double Take. But before we dive into our book discussion, we have a question for all of you. If you had a choice, would you wear a corset or yoga pants?
A yoga pants. Who would wear a corset?
Not I.
I'm going to guess Melissa's corset.
Yeah, I put yoga.
I'm yoga.
Okay. I almost wore some yoga pants, but I wanted to show my tan to Jessica.
She's got a rub. Tiff tans so nicely. And Jessica and I have inherited our mother's white skin that burns, peels, and is white again.
Yeah.
There is no tan left over. By the way, when I was in South Carolina at Laura's, I don't know if I was down there for a wedding or something. And or the boys is a girl, Savannah's open house, maybe.
Yeah.
But after we left, I guess one of the ladies she knows, she goes, "Oh, your sister has beautiful alabaster skin."
Aww.
And I was like, "That is the nicest thing anyone said about my skin. It's normally like, girl, you're so white, you blind me."
I know, that's usually
your,
what
your skin
you
will
get.
Age well. It will be beautiful.
That's what our Aunt Jenny tells us all the time, because she's like, our Aunt Jenny, she gets like dark, but she's always tan. She's had a tanning bed, like everything. She goes, but now she's older, and she goes, "You see all these wrinkles? If I would have known it would have done that, I would not be, would not have been out there tanning." Anyways, okay, corset or yoga pants?
I said yoga pants.
I said yoga pants.
Oh, I thought you were looking at me. I'm like, I said yoga pants.
Jessica's like, don't put me in the corset.
Okay, here's my thing.
Okay.
And you're going to get this because of mother. If I am at home, I'm fine with yoga pants, but I will not wear yoga pants in public.
Don't wear yoga pants. Okay, Melissa. Okay. I wear like sweatpants, but they don't necessarily look like sweatpants. They're just kind of like, and I go out shopping to the grocery store. Okay.
Well, some of the yoga pants look like fancy pants now.
Yeah. You know, like, and Melissa goes, this is Melissa, I was raised better than that. I said, we were raised by the same parents.
Exactly.
And mom even goes, you should see them. They don't look like sweatpants.
Yeah, the more athletic leisure.
Yeah.
Athletic. Okay.
But that's what mine is.
How mom was like, we will not be Walmart people.
I don't wear pajama pants.
You will put jeans.
Have you seen
the
Walmart lately? Walmart's getting bougie.
Is it? I don't know. I don't go to Walmart anymore.
I redid the one. I hadn't been in one in a while. They redid the one. And it's kind of like a Target, like bougie feel.
Oh.
Like,
which one is that? Goshen?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh. So yeah, I haven't been to one for a long time.
Because
I won't go out in yoga pants either. I'm talking like yoga
okay,
pants.
Okay, yeah. I've seen people in those. I'm like, and just like a little sports bra. That's not appropriate.
No.
I'm like, I don't want
Now it has a couple shirts that are a little short. And I'll be like, where I'll be like, poker belly.
Yeah.
Pull it down.
So if I'm going to go out, it's going to be a corset. I'm not wearing yoga pants out.
And you actually, don't wear a corset to go shopping, dude.
No, I'm just saying, like, if I had this choice between a corset and yoga pants and I had to go out, it's going to be a corset because I'm not wearing yoga pants in public. I do not leave my house in yoga pants, but I lounge in yoga pants all the time. I don't think corsets are that uncomfortable. The two that I've had, now granted, I've not had like the lace-up tie-up kind. It's the snap or, you know what I mean?
The eyelet ones.
Yeah.
I like being able to breathe. So
yeah.
Oh, see, I like it. I like it keeps me straight. I don't end up like hunching. It's not something I would choose to wear every day, all day, but I do enjoy it. Good support too. Just saying.
Some all right, wear one next time.
Yeah, wear your corset at the next
I'm
one.
I'm not gonna wear it here.
And then we can see how straight you are. You won't be all hunched
I won't
over.
Be hunching. I don't think they're the worst thing in the world. People probably think I'm nuts for that, but
I mean, you own two. I don't own one.
Yeah. Like, well, one's from my wedding, our wedding. Because I needed it for my dress. And then the other one is because I put on weight, so I had to get a bigger one. And we digress. Okay, but we would love to know if you're watching or listening. If you had a choice, would you go with a corset or yoga pants? Or are you like me? If you're going out, it has to be a corset. If you're staying in, it's yoga pants. All right, Tiff, why don't you give us the rundown of Double Take?
Double Take. Physician assistant Lainey Jackson is 18 months out from an attempted murder perpetrated by her ex, which ended when she managed to grab the weapon and shoot him. When he appears to have survived and is back to finish the job he started, Lainey insists it's not possible, but she keeps seeing his face, and someone keeps trying to kill her. Detective James Cross has been honorably discharged from the Army's Criminal Investigation Division due to wounds sustained when an IED blew up near him. Now with the Lake City Police Department, he is rooming with his good buddy and partner Cole while he figures out his family dynamics. Lainey and James must work together to find out who exactly is after her and why he wants her dead. And failure is not an option. There are three quotes on the back of this book, too. Like, I bit off every fingernail.
Oh.
Oh, my word. And this book should come with a warning. So okay. I had to read those.
Hold the edge up. Yeah, that edge to the camera. Does everybody see, like, all my tabs through as I was reading? Those are my oh, my word moments.
Oh, I really should get these because some of these questions, I'm like you asked in here, and I'm like, I remember reading that in the book. I don't remember where it was at.
Oh, okay. So, like yeah, tabs. On Amazon, like, I don't these know. Can tabbies? You just open up to one so they can kind of see what it does?
Oh.
Yeah. And they peel off. Yeah. See? And they don't hurt the
it's kind of like a mini sticky note.
Mini sticky note.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are you, like, if you're signing stuff, you put them where yeah. you need to sign for your signature.
And they're cheap. They come on like a, there's like a strip of them, different colored ones. Mm-hmm. I use them in, I have one tucked in my case of my Bible, mm-hmm. and I'll use it mm-hmm. to tab when I'm like, I want to be able to come back to this verse. Mm-hmm. That way I can easily, so there's like a bunch of tabs in my Bible too, and highlights. And I have one where I had given Bella my highlighter when she was like itty bitty in church, and there's like in one page in my Bible there's like this like of highlight, and I was like, because I didn't get it from her in time. So I'm like, well, Bella has forever marked that page in my Bible.
Yes. Oh my.
But yeah, I love these because you can just quickly like go back. Now granted, I am also tabbing to get ready for our podcast too, so most people don't tab as they read, but those are, just so you know, those are all my like oh my goodness. So anyways, all right, let's jump into our character talk. Which character would you most want to have coffee with, and what would you ask them?
I didn't answer these because I really didn't know.
Really? You didn't want to have coffee with anybody? You
well,
just
no.
want coffee with us.
Okay. Yeah, I would drink non-coffee. But yeah, I don't know. Like nothing. Like
I put Lainey.
I put Lainey and Allison.
Yeah, I put Lainey because just her mm-hmm. job and yeah. I'd like to know more.
And Allison is their doctor friend of hers.
Okay, yeah.
And it's because I think Allison and I have a lot in common. Mm-hmm. But it would be fun to talk to them. I am not into anything medical, though. That's
what I was thinking. Yeah, like that Tiffany is the...
Which is why Tiff texts, are you doing okay with all the blood? Like, I actually did just fine.
Good, good.
I did
good.
Just fine.
Mm-hmm. But there was a lot.
There was a lot. Now, if she had gotten more descriptive, because she's not real descriptive with it, mm-hmm. it kind of reminds me of, like, you know, like British murder mystery shows. aren't real graphic like American ones are.
Yeah.
Like, I can't handle American ones anymore. Mm-hmm. Like I used to do like NCIS and all that.
Oh no, I can't.
I can't do it anymore. I used to watch Criminal Minds. That is terrible.
Yeah, no.
I can't. It was too graphic. Yeah. Graphic.
And you have to, if it doesn't have an ending, then I'm like up all night. So,
yes.
Yeah, no, I
can't. Yeah. So she's not real graphic about it. She's realistic, but she doesn't go in the nitty gritty, which makes it easy for me to read. There have been scenes in other books where I'm like, oh, I can't. Let's just get past this.
Like, they go in descriptive of what it is. Yeah. And it's like, mm-hmm. Okay, well, I didn't need that. You could just say.
I mean, I'm the person that almost passed out at Stop the Bleed training.
Yeah.
Where there were no pictures. Like, all they were doing were describing having to, like, pinch off the artery.
Okay, stop talking.
See?
Stop
See?
Talking.
That was me. And so, I was like,
You have
I
to
don't
know
think,
what to do, Jessica.
No, I know. I go, I don't think you want you. Me. I don't think you want to call me in on a major bleed. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be passed out right there. Mm-hmm. But I would love to talk to Lainey and Allison. I think they would be fun to have a coffee chat with.
Mm-hmm.
Which character models the kind of faith you aspire to, and which one feels more like where you actually are right now? This one was hard for me.
Mm-hmm.
I think Lainey and James had a good faith. I felt like, don't you feel like they were both pretty solid?
Mm-hmm.
And their friends were too. So maybe I just aspire to be that friend to others. Like, they know I'm going to be praying for them. If they have a problem, I'll help any way I can help. Mm-hmm. Type thing. Any additional characters that were worth mentioning?
Just the friend group again.
Yeah.
I love how she pulled them all in, and then they're throughout the whole series. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, that yeah. was neat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm like, we need to do more things like that where we just get together for just.
But, you know, how realistic is it?
Well, it's funny you say that because.
Because when I was reading these, how they're like all. Like throughout the books, well, I need somebody to come. Babysit or somebody's come do this, come so.
But see, none of them have kids yet.
Yeah.
Right?
None of them have kids, but even if they don't have kids, how realistic is it?
I think it was more realistic. I think we did more of that before everybody started having kids. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like?
I agree.
I mean, just so all of a sudden I'll be there, I can do it. We can mm-hmm. all come. I'll do it. Mm-hmm. It just seems a little out there. I mean, it's awesome if it can happen,
yeah.
But now
it's different nowadays. And we kind of talked about this beforehand. Like, I feel like it's because we've just come so self-absorbed, and I am just as guilty of that as anybody. And I'm not saying everybody's that way. I just think society really says, what about you? Take care of you. Take care of you. And then I feel like then we forget everybody else. Like, what about your friend that's hurting? What about your friend in need type stuff? So I don't know. That's just my take on it. But I did love the group, the friend group.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And maybe as our kids are, you know, growing up and moving out, which breaks our heart. but maybe you start to kind of get into that again more. Where it's like, you know what? Now I have more time.
But you know,
you only have like so many years with your kids being kids under your care. Do you know what I'm saying? And you don't want to miss out on that.
Yeah.
But here's my thing. When I was reading it, I'm an introvert.
Yeah.
Extreme.
Jessica wouldn't like it if we showed up at her house.
I know.
I mean, and for me to go out and go do stuff, I'm just a homebody.
But what if it was like, oh, we're going to get together at Tiff's for pizza tonight?
It depends.
Interesting.
I think it depends on who's there.
Mm-hmm.
It really does. Like, I'm one that.
Yeah.
I'm an extreme.
Do you enjoy this time? Because I consider this one of our gatherings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because this is something I like. I said I want to come to.
Yeah.
So this is okay.
Doesn't want to come.
This isn't overwhelming.
Tiff's this is a wonderful hostess. Just so you
yeah.
Know.
I mean, this isn't overwhelming to me.
Yeah.
But like just to go to a thing with a bunch, like.
I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's overstimulating. I get that way too. Like
yeah.
all of. with the holidays, I feel like we've been bouncing from house to house to house, you know, and trying to make everybody happy and make sure, you know, the kids get their time. And it's exhausting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Last Sunday, I was like, no, we're not doing anything this afternoon after church. We're like staying like, home.
I've had
I just need time to like regroup.
I've had something to do every weekend since the first weekend in June when Sammy graduated.
Yeah.
To the open house, to the podcast. I had to work. To this, to the, and it's just one thing after another. Yeah. And you're like, I just want a weekend where I don't have to do anything.
Yeah, you do need your downtime.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure.
So,
Yeah. But, and there's like, what, about eight of them or so in this group?
So. But I love how they come together, like when there's a need too.
Yeah.
They're there. Yeah. So it's like, if there's a need, you know, your family comes together. So,
right.
And I love the games they play because it makes us think of us. Like, we used to play card games. Yeah. And And, I like that because that can kind of get your mind off what's going on and kind of just,
get you to relax.
So we had a blast. when was that? Like January? No, I can't remember when
I think it's been.
It's been a few months.
Yeah. It's been almost a year. Maybe.
No, because remember we were supposed to go up to Lake Michigan and then the water
broke. Like October. Yeah,
it was maybe in the fall.
Yeah.
And we just went to dinner and then we went back to Tiff's place and we, they taught us a new game, Wingspan.
Wingspan, yeah.
Yeah, and that is, I mean, we spent a couple hours playing, but it was fun.
That's me, like, just keep it.
Yeah. It was just the four of us and Teddy.
Mm-hmm.
Not Teddy.
Hanzi. Yep.
Hanzi.
That's okay.
Sorry. See?
Yeah.
I'm bad with it.
Yeah.
It's a Hanzi show time. Jessica knows Hanzi shows.
Yeah. Hanzi, I love that kid. I love them all.
He's the main character.
I love them
all.
He
has a main character vibe, but is what the other kids say. He's the main character of his own story.
Oh, he was just like, he was a blast. I mean, I lost the game because I was spending so much time when it wasn't my turn. Because
he wanted her to like give all the attention to him.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't Jessica mind one knows. Bit. I did not mind one bit. I was like, come here, Hanzi. anyways, okay. Let's move into our readers react. So we never want to give spoilers. We don't want to ruin this for anybody who hasn't read it. So just know this is going to be pretty surface level. And what we do here is we'll mention like a little event that happens. And then we're going to give you how we reacted in that moment as a reader. So how did you react to the prologue, which is all the whole scene of Lainey's ex-fiance trying to kill her?
Boy, action pretty quick.
Like I was like
nail biting.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was like, what kind of story are they making me read now?
Sorry, Tiff.
No, it's like fun. It's fine. I like to mix it up now. I mean, I like my cowboys, but this is fun too.
She did a really good job describing it, and I always think like, what would I have done in that moment? And I didn't have this dream until like 2 days ago after I had already finished the whole series. But I had a dream where I don't really know what all was going on, but there was like several people around me and I had my gun and there was a guy charging us and everyone kept saying like, stop, freeze, put your weapon down, you know, all this. And he just kept coming and coming and I just shot him in my dream. I just shot him. It made me think of Lainey.
You did what needed to be done.
In my dream, everyone's like, we can't believe you just shot him. I didn't kill him, but I took him down. He stopped, right, in my dream. And I was like, well, it was him or us. So
yeah, it sounded like etiquette warning was given. So I think you're good.
But I was like, these books are making me dream like.
Yeah, I do. I always have dreams about the books afterwards.
Like,
that's why I have to finish them so fast. Like most of them I did in a day because I'm like, I have to finish
the one. One of these I read in like a day. It was really good.
No.
I can't remember.
This one?
No, it might have been
was
Target.
Was like a day and a
the
couple
second
hours.
One went really like.
Yeah, I think it was Target acquired.
How did you react to that hostage situation with the father and the kids? That's James' intro into the story.
I wrote very sad.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, what is. It was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And sad. I am amazed at how Lynette, like, develops these side characters that their issues become our main character's issues type stuff. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And she makes it so realistic. It's sad, but it's true and it happens, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So, all right. What did you think about Allison and the rest of the girls wanting to go glamping, not camping? Lainey wants to camp, but all of her friends want to glamp.
I put totally what I would do.
Yep. I put funny.
As soon as Allison was like, I'd rather go glamping, I'm like, that's my girl, right? Like, her and I can, we could be really good friends.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a glamper. And how about this? Because James, Lainey ends up staying with James in the hospital. And they have this whole conversation where she tells him that he snores and he goes, I don't snore. She's like, don't worry. It's like a really light snore. Remember that? Mm-hmm. I mean, how did you react to that?
Well, it made me think of my story of everybody telling me I snore. And I'm like, no, I don't. Yes, you do. And so that's what it made me think of.
I think everybody's had that conversation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I had that conversation with Derek to the point of like, I'm going to record you.
Yeah.
But he knows he snores now. So it's
after the recording.
Yeah. It's just a funny conversation that I think a lot of couples have too, where they're like, you snore. It's a cute snore. But
until you're up all night.
Yeah. Until it keeps me up all night. That's right. All right. What about Lainey talking to James's dad and kind of like putting him in his place?
I put very bold.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was awesome. I don't know that I would ever have the guts to do something like that, but I was so proud of her.
I was like, wow.
Yeah, and I just thought it showed how much she cared for James.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it was bold of her. How did you react when Lainey wanted to dig up Adam's body? Like, when she's the one that said, let's dig up the body.
Yeah. Like, let's not dig up bodies. That's what I was thinking, but she needed it for closure. I understood the need, but I was like, no, we don't, no need to go there.
Yeah.
It kind of shocked me that she was, like, so ready for it. But then I guess given the situation, I guess it makes sense. And how did you think about this conversation where James kind of, like, gets on Lainey because she keeps comparing him to Adam. Like, all men are like Adam.
I felt bad for him because the way she kept talking was like, I can't trust anybody. I can't trust any. And I think he needed to tell her that. Like, hey, I'm not everybody's like Adam.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How did you react to the little coffin and dead mouse in her locker?
Ew.
I wanted to scream and probably almost throw my, like, jump and throw my phone. Like, yeah.
Oh, were you reading it on your phone?
Oh, no, I wasn't reading it on my phone. I'm sorry. Oh. I was reading it on my book. Oh. But no, but I've watched funny videos where I've jumped them almost. But, like, if I was, I probably, but no, I was on my book. But, yeah, I was like,
ew.
I would just scream so loud.
It's so gross.
Yeah.
It was gross.
I don't like mice anyway.
But they don't, I'm not afraid of them, but when they startle me, like, we were out here cleaning up a corner and pulling out weeds and stuff in our yard, and there's a bunch of voles over there. Mm. And, like, I knew it, but I also told Derek, I'm not afraid of them, but I'm not going to work on that without you being next to me, because you're the one that makes me brave enough to deal with them. And lo and behold, he was out there even longer than I. He never had a vole pop up on him. And I reached down and a vole, like, scampered away.
Yeah.
I screamed. And then I was like, I'm okay. I'm okay because you're standing here. The other thing that scared me is that there might be snakes in there because there's voles. And they like to eat the voles. And I was like, I can't do snakes, period. But I can't do any of it without you standing here. And I yelped. And then I was like, oh, I'm so glad you're here because you make me brave. He's like, mainly because I know, like, you're here to help me.
I can go running in the house and leave him.
Yeah. Well, if it was a snake, I would have been passed out. Anyways, okay. I'm such a little chicken.
There was a snake at the library the other day.
I don't like spiders.
Oh, my word. We saw this video on YouTube of an alligator, like, running away. And I started gagging because it, like, grossed me out. The way the reptiles move creeps me out.
Oh, that I seen that alligator. I don't know what, but it's so, I laughed because the way he was running so fast.
Oh,
and he
I
was
know
like,
what it was. It was like up at a like a patio door, and the owner's dog came up and barked at it, and it scared it away. Oh, I was like, I started gagging, and Derek's like, what is wrong with you?
I didn't get, I laughed. That was hilarious when they were running that fast. Yeah, that was, yeah.
Okay, leave the reptiles alone. All right, how did you react to Lainey reading a Lynn H. Blackburn book?
Yeah, I thought that was cool that she mentioned that, and I was like, I know that author.
I knew that one, too. I was like, that's clever.
I loved it, because I was like, oh, we love Lynn H. Blackburn. So I just thought it was so neat that she put that in there.
Because I've read other books, and I'm like, they'll mention authors or a book, and I'm like, I don't know what they're talking
about.
Well,
I had to look up the one that was mentioned in book 4.
Yeah, I didn't know who that was.
And now I'm like, maybe we need to read some of her books.
Mm-hmm. That one, I recognized all the but I didn't, in the last one, I didn't know who that was.
Yeah. All right, let's move into our faith factor section. So what are your thoughts on these faith moments? So Adam, who's Lainey's ex-fiance, was not a believer, but yet she was going to marry him. What did you think about that?
Well, I would think you'd see some problems right away.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, remember in 2 Corinthians, I'll read this one. It's 6:14-16. Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what accord has Christ with Belial? I'm not saying that right. Or what part has a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? So I think really when you, that there's a lot impact in those verses, but it's like, what can you honestly agree on if you believe and you don't? Mm-hmm. And my other thing is, if that, I just feel like you're already setting yourself up for failure. And I was shocked that Lainey even considered marrying someone who wasn't a believer.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, all right. I just, when I see that, I always want to tell people who you marry is the second most important decision of your life. So like, don't take it lightly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And ladies, we want to change men, but we're telling them when we marry them, we're okay with how they are, status quo, and marriage is not going to change that. Sorry. Mm-hmm. So don't ever use marriage or having kids as a way to change a man. It's not going to happen. Those are things you see often, unfortunately. All right. What do you think about Lainey asking God to keep a hand over her mouth to not speak ill of others?
I never ask
him to do that, but I'll say, like, let my words and actions point others to you. But I've really focused hard on this because, like, a couple verses came to me when I read this. So Proverbs 16:28, a perverse person stirs up conflict and a gossip separates close friends. I never want to be that person.
Same.
Right.
So I'm always like, okay, and I have at times when I wanted to say something and the Lord's like, stop, don't open your mouth right now. Mm-hmm. And then Ephesians 4:29, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen.
Sometimes I have to tell myself, don't say what you want to say. Mm-hmm. You're going to get yourself in trouble.
Well, like poor Lainey, she is like the one time you hear her say something not so nice about somebody, but it wasn't like in a mean way, I don't think. Mm-hmm. And then it came back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to teach that with my kids. Like, is it true? Is it necessary that you tell them? Is it kind? Like, only speak it if it's going to help that person. Right. Sometimes you need to tell somebody that they're not following God's way. But Natalie is so good at that and such a good friend to others. But and she's helped a couple of her friends. But I'm always like, is that really something we should be talking about? Like, if it's...
Yeah.
Yeah, try not to stir gossip. Or I was like, you hear something, just tell them no. Like, my ears don't want to hear that.
Yeah. Like,
is mm-hmm. it, why is this, why do we need to talk about that?
Right.
It's not beneficial. That person's not here. If you can't say it, like if the person isn't. And I think that's where Lainey messed up in yeah. that situation mm-hmm. because there were ears listening.
Right.
So.
Right. What did you think about her saying, get yourself prayed up?
I like that.
I know.
It needs
too.
To be a shirt.
It does. I'm like, oh, you know what?
Yeah.
Could be on a shirt, a mug.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to like pass that on to Lynette and say, hey, have you thought about?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bookmark.
I might put it on a shirt myself. That's pretty awesome.
Bookmark would be, yeah, bookmark yeah. too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What about the saying, serve them with love?
Again, a shirt.
Yeah. I love
mottos
it.
Mottos for life.
It takes the focus off ourselves too. Mm-hmm. And puts it on others and putting mm-hmm. others over self, which is a saying we have at my work. Others over self. Love it. All right. Last one on the faith factor. Love of money is root of all evil. I can't remember who said that, but you'll notice as you read the book that this love of money does become the root mm-hmm. of evil in the book.
Mm-hmm.
So like 1 Timothy 6:10 says, for the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. And some people eager for money have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. I'm not going to lie to that. I think this is a struggle for everybody at some point.
In this and culture.
I think it's hard, like, when you see these people that seem to have money
mm-hmm.
galore and can do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And you're, like, just
trying to make it.
Make ends meet. And you're, like...
How are you doing that?
Yeah, how are you doing that?
And like, it would be nice if I didn't have to worry about making ends meet, right? Has mm-hmm. that thought ever
mm-hmm.
crossed your mind? I don't begrudge them of their money. They work hard for it yeah. too, right? Just like we work hard for ours. But you have to not let that become your focus.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
It just seems like money's never an issue. They never have to worry about
right.
anything.
Mm-hmm.
And you do. And after a while, it's like... It's so frustrating.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's do a little deep dive. We have just a few questions here where we want to talk a little bit about the story a little bit. So how does the suspense plot accelerate intimacy between the leads in ways that might not happen under normal circumstances? And did you feel that it was realistic? I mean, really, their circumstances threw them together.
Mm-hmm.
In the hospital.
However, she's had a crush on him since they were kids because he is one of her dear friend's older brothers.
Mm-hmm.
So they already kind of had a past.
Mm-hmm.
Did it feel realistic, though, how they moved from?
I think out of all the books, this one felt the most realistic to mm-hmm. me.
I think because we probably see this played out a lot, right? Where it's like...
A trauma brings together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But also, you know, a guy falling for his sister's best friend, mm-hmm. right? Like, that type. Mm-hmm. I feel like we see that one a
mm-hmm.
lot. At what page or chapter did you first genuinely feel afraid or anxious for a character? And what was the author doing? Like, how did they set that up for you to make that happen?
Like the first page.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah. It literally was. Like, let me see if I can find my very first.
The very first scene is her fighting for her life.
Yes. My very first little tab is on page 11.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What just happened? Yeah. She did such a good job. And what is the one line from this book you'd write on a sticky note and put where you'd see it every day?
I had one, like, picked out. I don't know. I couldn't find it. Like,
you lost your sticky note.
What?
You lost your sticky note.
No, like, a line I liked, but I had already read the book and moved on to the next.
Oh.
And then I'm like, I don't remember. But there, yeah. I remember reading one thinking, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like, you reminded me of that, get yourself prayed up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm
yeah.
going to go with that one.
So that was one, and then serve them with love. So I had two that I was mm-hmm. like, those two things I would do. All right, let's move into our ratings. What is the mystery level of Double Take?
Latte.
Latte.
Yeah, there's a latte going on. Suspense.
Latte.
Latte.
I would give a latte on this as well.
See, I've got all my answers written down in all these, so I'm not like,
fire them off. Yeah. Fire away. Inspiration level.
Mocha.
Mocha.
I go mocha as well. Drama.
Latte.
Mocha.
See, I'm like espresso to mocha, but I think we view drama differently. When I think of drama, I think of like the whole like, oh, a sibling. Oh, no, he had drama with his family, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mocha. I go mocha.
Yeah.
Romance.
Espresso.
Ooh, espresso.
Yeah, I'm going to go espresso too.
Mocha for Jessica.
I think Lynette is one of those like kiss on the last page kind of romance author.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there are lots of people who enjoy those books. So overall, Lasso rating?
3.
3.
3, which 3 is the highest rating we give. It was, again, look at all my stickies, guys. Mm-hmm. It's a good one. You're going to love it. All right, so that is a wrap on our discussion of Double Take by Lynette Eason. And next week, we're going to jump into book 2, Target Acquired. However, if you would like to hear us discuss the twists and turns and whodunit and why, then become a member, because we post our spoiler section discussion over on our membership page. It's $7 a month or $70 for the year, and your membership actually helps support this podcast and helps us share these amazing books with readers around the world, because we have listeners around the world, which is awesome. So thanks for helping us promote great Christian fiction. And until next time, happy and blessed reading.
Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If so, please consider sharing our podcast. Every share helps us reach more readers and authors like you. Until next time, happy and blessed reading and writing.